or tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, July the 1st, 1986. 4th of July week, family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Arlene Moody is the teacher of the afternoon with the assistance of Gene and Irma and I. This is a deliverance service. Now, Gene and Arlene Moody are going to come and teach us this afternoon, and then we'll have a deliverance service. Come on.
Praise God. I got up this morning, and I thought, well, it'd be good to get up early, although my body said, why don't you sleep a little longer? So I got up and got ready. It takes me about a half an hour to shave and everything. Came in here, and one of the boys graciously gave me a cup of coffee. So I started walking across the campground. Praise God. You know, I've never quite felt this feeling before. And, you know, God is a God of variety, and He never does the same thing all the time. But I got my coffee, and I started out. It was going to take me a walk and some exercise, and I was praying and praising God and talking to Him and crying. And I tell you, the feeling, it was a different feeling than anyone I've ever felt up here before. It was just like a crackling electricity. You know, and it's just the Holy Spirit moving across the campground. And it started, I mean, the time I started, I didn't work it up or anything. It was already there. And I just felt that, and it just made me feel so good to feel the presence of God and how He was manifesting Himself to me. Now, what we do is our calling is teachers and helpers. Really, the biggest calling we have is helpers. God impressed that upon us many, many years ago. We're to help other people, and it doesn't make any difference. We help other pastors and other churches and other ministries, and we're just essentially helpers. But what we try to do is we try to get ready for this campground as well as we can. This particular time, my job has kept me working very hard ever since I was up here in the last campground. And so Earlene, God called upon Earlene to do most of the research. Now, we have three new lessons for you, and I thought we were going to teach those first, but the Holy Spirit changed that all up today. Now, before, Earlene was up here, and she was in the ladies' meeting with Irma, and she talked about the curse of the bastard. And a lot of people wanted to get that teaching. It really surprised me that there was that much interest in it. So it was not on tape. And so what Earlene is going to do is the Lord gave her the rest of that lesson today, and I'm going to add something to that. We're going to teach you about the curse of the bastard. It's a short testimony and teaching, and we're going to have deliverance along that line. And I'm going to have deliverance in the area of sexual demons predominantly. And so I want you to be thinking about your sexual sins, because I want you to confess those privately before we get started here. The other thing that I had scheduled for Earlene is her overall testimony. She has a testimony that tells about deliverance in her life, and it covers many different areas. So that was what she was prepared to teach. Now, in my area, the Lord impressed upon me to teach you about cleaning your house. That's the demonic objects. And then also to teach you about mass deliverance. See, there are many different areas that will hold you in demonic bondage. And quite frankly, you have to eliminate all demonic bondage before you can eliminate all demons. And so there's many different areas, and I have one teaching that covers mass deliverance, and I go into all these main different areas that God has shown me. Now, when I get into deliverance today on the curse of the bastard, the first thing I'm going to do is take you through basic deliverance. Basic deliverance is rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, generally in that order. And I have to do this. Every time I don't do it, I don't get the deliverance that I need to get. So I'm going to take you through that first, and I'll probably take you through it every day that we have deliverance, because I find people get deliverance over and over again. And the area of rejection is a very fertile ground for Satan. He really does work us over in the area of rejection. Now, what I'm going to do to start this lesson off that Earlene has is I'm going to start it off with two families to help you understand the sins of the ancestors. And these are two genealogical studies prepared for non-religious purposes, which will clearly prove the law of the generations. And we call it, that's what they called it. We call it the curse of the ancestors. You know, the sins of the ancestors. The things that are passed down upon you. And we see this so clearly. And there's one family here that has four generations in it. It just blessed us to meet them and talk with them. And the thing that impressed me about that family, I want you to pay particular attention and see if God shows you any sins that are coming down through the ancestral line that you see repeated over and over again. And if so, I want you all to deal with those. It's just a blessing, you know, to see four generations in one family in church together. So often you see the generation line is broken. There's one generation or more generations that won't even go to church, you know. But this really blessed me to see this in this family, to see four generations of ladies here, and praise God for them. But especially I want you to pay attention and see if you can find anything, or any others here that may have two or more generations. See if there's anything in the area of ancestral curses that you see being brought down the line. And the curse of the bastard is one which Erling will explain to you that can carry down through 10 generations. Now, listen to this. Now, before I read this, I don't want you to think that I'm, sort of a sarcastic word about...
Chauvinist.
Yeah, chauvinist pig. I don't want you to think that I'm a chauvinist pig when I read this to you and when I describe this for you. But what this is what Earlene and I have seen through the years. We've been ministering deliverance now for 10 years, and we've worked with literally thousands of people in many different groups, and small and large, and over extended periods of time. We see the effect of the Father. Now, ladies, I want you to understand that even though you may think you're the spiritual head of the family and you have the greatest effect upon your family and upon your children and succeeding generations, this is not true. The father is given the position of priest and head of the home. And what he does will have the most profound effect. And if he doesn't do it right, and unfortunately most men do not do it right, then you're going to see these things reverberating through your family. We have seen it in our own family. Just Earlene and I, and seeing the effects of how we properly and improperly raised our daughter. And some of them, you know, we're paying for right now, and we're crying about it, and we're trying everything we can to restore it. But it's extremely important. So men, you have the responsibility. And what you do will really affect the succeeding generations. And this is true in these two families. And this was, I don't know what the research was for. It was probably for some psychological or psychiatric reason. But I want to introduce you to these two families, and I want you to see that the predominant reason these families are this way is because of the father. Now, the first one is called the Kallikak family, and the research was done in 1927. The father, Martin Sr., his origin was good English blood. He was middle class, with both parents feeble-minded. From him came 41 matings, 222 feeble-minded children, and only two normal children. How's that for establishing a pattern of feeble-mindedness? Now, let's give you some details. The first family had an honorable marriage. From it came 496 descendants, all normal, three listed as degenerates, two alcoholics, and one sexually loose. All the legitimate children married into better families in their state and became colonial governors, doctors, lawyers, judges, educators, traders, landowners, and respectable citizens. Among them was found no feeble-mindedness, no illegitimate children, no immoral women, no epilepsy, no criminals, and no keepers of houses of prostitution. Now, the 496 descendants, only 15 children died in infancy, one case of insanity, religious, and this is interesting, religious mania. I don't know how that came about. I'd like to know about that. Two victims of habitual drunkenness and one sexually loose. Now, that was the first family came out of an honorable marriage. All right, now, let's go into the second family. At the close of the War of Independence, the father, Martin Sr., went to a pub to celebrate the end of the war. There, in an inebriated state, he intercoursed a woman who was loose and feeble-minded. An illegitimate son, Martin Jr., was born. Of that son, Martin Jr., there were 480 descendants. Only 46 were found to be normal, 36 were illegitimate, 33 sexually immoral, 24 confirmed alcoholics, 3 epileptics, 82 died in infancy, 3 criminals, and 8 keepers of houses of ill fame. Of this large group, some 1,146 offspring were birthed. There were 262 feeble-minded, 197 considered normal, and 581 undetermined. Now you can see how horrible this is to think of what you yourself can set into motion through the generations and what your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors may have set in motion. And I have one other family I want to introduce you to. This is a horror of watching your sins played out through the generations. These are called the Jukes. And this came from a study of the relation of crime, pauperism, disease, and heredity in the 1900s. Both of these came out of published books. The father, Max, was a hunter, fisher, hard drinker, jolly and compassionate, adverse to steady work, and became blind, probably due to syphilis. His origin was middle-class Dutch. Of those 1,200 descendants, there were 280 paupers, 140 criminals, 250 arrests and trials, 140 years of imprisonment, 60 habitual thieves, 7 murderers, 50 common prostitutes, 40 syphilic women, 400 men contracted syphilis, 40 wives contaminated, 440 total contaminated by syphilis, 300 children died prematurely, and 50 illegitimate births. In 75 years, a family of 1,200 members cost the state $1,308,000 in costs. That was years ago. Now, let's study the influence of the sins from generation to generation. First generation, Max, blindness, probably due to syphilis. Second generation, Effie, no information. Third generation, name not recorded, harlot, married her cousin, not industrious. Fourth generation, 4 males, illegitimate son at 30 on relief, went to prison, able-bodied, full health, in poorhouse. Another son at 22 on relief, at 44, breach of peace, jail at 49, in poorhouse rest of life. Another son in poorhouse at 23 and remained there rest of life. Another son at 24 on relief, assault and battery at 33, habitual drunk. Daughter, harlot, poorhouse at 23, kept brothel, contracted epilepsy, married second cousin. Daughter, harlot, birth illegitimate son, a licentious vagrant, married second cousin. Note, in this generation, all the offspring show profound stress with characteristics of the father. You catch that? Fifth generation, 7 males, 10 females. Male, laborer, syphilis, jail numerous times, petted liar, assault and battery, poor house most of life. Male, cohabitated, killed at war. Male at 21 on relief, jail vagrant, soldier in rebellion. Male, bricklayer at 19 on relief, jail, married cousin. Notice the marrying of the cousin. So I don't think you're supposed to marry a blood relative. And I think that's what they're trying to point out here. Male at 7 in poor house was abandoned. Male, soldier in rebellion, incurable syphilis. Male, not industrious, temperate. Female, harlot, illegitimate child. Female, harlot at 21. Female, deserted at 13. Female, deserted at 11, dead at 14. Female, deserted at 9. Female, harlot, incurable syphilis. Female, reputable character. Note, this is a female child given up for adoption. Or she got out of that family. Female, died at young age. Female, harlot. Female, harlot, not industrious. Sixth generation. 9 males, 14 females. Male on relief. Male, attempted rape, dangerous man, unmarried. Male, deserted at 8. Male, incurable syphilis, assault and battery, jail. Male, intemperate, lazy. Male, industrious, soldier at 21, good reputation. Note, a child deserted who was adopted. Male, dwarf, double-jointed. Male, intemperate, married cousin. Female, harlot. Female, reputable. Note, one of the children deserted and then adopted. Seemed like all the good ones got adopted and deserted. Female, died of syphilis. Female, harlot, could not read or write. Female, incurable syphilis, died of same. Female, harlot, incurable syphilis, harlot. Female, harlot, incurable syphilis, lazy, kept brothel. Female, harlot, incurable syphilis, vagrant. Female, good reputation. Note, a child deserted, later adopted. Female, blind, on relief at 27 for rest of life. Female, harlot, relief at age 31. Note the profound growth of the sins of the forefathers as each generation progressed. The only descendants listed as reputable and good citizens were 3 females and 1 male, and they were among those children deserted who later were adopted into reputable families. See, what scares me is when I see how these things go and I look at our society is so promiscuous, is probably a very mild word for it, and I can just see how these sins are, it's just like they're being multiplied at an astronomical rate. And you can imagine what is happening to our society as the moral of society breaks down. Now I'm going to ask Earlene to come, and she's going to teach you about the curse of the bastard and the effects upon that, and then we're going to have deliverance.
All right, the first thing I want to do before we teach even is to pray, because we have found in ministering to people that a lot of times you cannot get through to them. They cannot understand what you say, and they cannot respond due to the bondage of the demon within their mind. So let's pray now. You can pray with me, or you can just pray slowly behind me. But I want every person to pray, and I want especially the young people. I know that right now you're probably sitting there thinking, what am I doing here? Why am I got to be here? What made my parents bring me here, or something like that? But you shouldn't be. You know, you are the adults of tomorrow, and tomorrow is very close. And each of you young men can create either a good family or a bad family. If you're a Christian, you can break all the curses of the past upon you, and you can be new and start out fresh. And that's also true for the girls. So let's pray and bind these evil spirits that have come to us through inheritance or through our own sins. All right, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift ourselves up to you and each of the other ones in here, and we take the authority you gave us when you said that you gave us power to bind and to loose, that these are the keys of the kingdom, that we can bind both strong and weak demons. We take authority over all the spirits of the bastard. We bind them, we bind their emotions and their effects. We command them to not talk or to bother us in any way at this time, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would send us the sevenfold Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, wise counsel, might, reverence, and awe of the Lord in obedience to God. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to do what is correct in your sight at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, they say, there's an old German saying that the women see the forest, the men see the forest, and the women see the trees. And this is true also in something like deliverance sometimes. You know, being a housewife, my husband moved me 23 times in 18 years, and I had a lot of houses to clean up. And I relate deliverance to that cleaning process. You know, you get saved, and it feels so good that you really think you got it made. And then you get the baptism. And that's so great that you think it's all over, that it's just wonderful. And then you get one thing cast out of you, and man, you're delivered. I mean, I went up there and they delivered me. But then next week, something else begins to come to the surface. This is a very subtle case here of the bastard. Most people don't tell their children that we conceived you as a bastard. And most grandparents don't tell their grandchildren anything about what's happened. And so we don't know. And we go through life with a lot of agitating passions. They're called in the Amplified Bible. And we don't know why we have them. And I have taught school for a good number of years. And the last few years, I taught in a Christian school. Now, you would think that if you teach in a Christian school, you'd have all nice kids, wouldn't you? Well, you don't. But it's not their fault sometimes. It's because of what they've inherited. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy 23. Most likely, there isn't a single person in this room who is not affected by the curse of the bastard. All right, reading from the Amplified. A person begotten out of wedlock shall not enter into the assembly of the Lord. Even to its tenth generation shall the descendants not enter into the congregation of the Lord. You know, I have never really figured out, and God has not told me, why he cursed those who create bastards more than those who worship demons. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, it says, you are cursed to the third or the fourth generation for worshiping demons. Here it says, you are cursed for 10 generations. That's an awesome thing to set in motion. And just because your child does not know, does not remove the effects of what has happened. The third verse, an Ammonite and a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation, shall not enter into the assembly of the Lord forever. All right, that's incest, sex among family members. Many times, Gene, I have a dear friend his father raped his mother, and he is a child of incest, and it has affected and plagued his life, all of his life. We want to take, first of all, some biblical families and look at them. Many times you gain insight into your own situation by looking at a biblical family, and we want to look at David. 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter. You know, this is a good hint to the fellows that you need to keep your mind on the right things. Be in the right place at the right time, not at the wrong place at the wrong time. Samuel didn't go to war. He was messing around back at home when he should have been out to war. David. And he started fantasizing and wound up on the rooftop looking across at a beautiful lady, and lust began to draw him into a web. Now, you know, a long time ago when I read this story, I thought, well, only David and Bathsheba and the baby that died were affected. But one day I was just ironing in my kitchen, listening to the King James Version of the Bible, and I became astonished. If you turn over just one page in your Bible, it is in mine, to 2 Samuel 13 chapter, first verse, we find one of the effects of the curse of the bastard. Absalom, son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Ammon, her half-brother, son of David, loved her. Incest. And Ammon was so troubled that he fell sick for his half-sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. The end of the story is that he raped her. All right, that's one of the effects of the curse of the bastard. Whenever you have created a bastard, it doesn't just affect the child that you created. It affects all your other children. Absalom was not a bastard, but one of the effects of a bastard fell down upon his daughter. Ammon probably was not a bastard either, but the effects of what his father had done fell upon him. All right, David murdered Bathsheba's husband. Absalom murdered Ammon and attempted to murder his father. Our rebellion is one of the signs that the family has been involved in creating bastards. All right, God was very angry with David because he did this and shamed God in the front of all of Israel. I also noticed in the Bible that there were three occasions in which God sent the Israelites into bondage because they shamed him in front of the heathen. All right. Absalom came to his father one time, and you'll see this in your children. If they have this particular curse, they'll come to you and they'll pretend repentance. All right, let's see. Turn over to the 15th chapter. In the 14th and 15th chapter, he comes to his father, acts like he's done a little bit of repentance, and walks right out and starts a war against David, a psychological war to get the throne. He tells people, man, that was a poor judgment you got from my father. If I was judge, I'd give you more. If you have strife among your sons and your daughters, among you and your brothers and sisters, or you look back up the line and you see it among your aunts and uncles, one of the sure signs, strife among the family, a lack of love among family members. But it didn't just stop with Absalom. David had some sons, many of the names I can pronounce, but his first son was Ammon. He was a rapist and a murderer, and he was murdered. Third son, Absalom, he was a murderer and tried to kill his own father. His fifth son tried to take the throne when David was sick for the last time. And there are three other sons, and I don't know what happened to them. But do you see how it spreads out among even those children who were not a part of what happened? All right, when you conceive a bastard, that's not true love. That's action born out of lust. A child conceived in lust is very often a very sensual child. I used to teach first grade, and I was extremely shocked to notice that as the years went by, open masturbation was not ashamed of, not even by a first grader. And when going back into many of these children's lives, you would find the curse of the bastard was the problem. Another thing you'll find that the demons of adultery and fornication, perversion, will follow your children. They'll follow you too. I want to tell you about an American family living today in a southern state. We were called to this home one night. Five generations were present. The great-grandmother was there. She wasn't really all that old, but she was bedridden, and she could not go anywhere unless she was taken in an ambulance. The mother, who was her daughter, had called us, and she said, "We know we need deliverance." She had married a Jewish man, and they had found a Bible in a house they rented, and they had gotten saved. You know, God is not limited in what he can do, is he? All right, this is the history of Grandma, great-grandma. All right, great-grandma left home when she was 15. She left home, and the reason she gave is because her family was poor. In talking to her, I felt that she left home because she was in rebellion. Perhaps the curse of the bastard was on her, but we couldn't trace it back any further, so we didn't know. At 15, she went to live with a man. She conceived a daughter, and she left that man. She never married again, but lived with several men, and was filled with hate for all of them. When Jean and I talked with her about Matthew chapter 18, she said she would not forgive them. She had a right to hate them. All right, this is the daughter of that lady. She ran away from home at 15, lived with a man, had a little girl, illegitimate. She left this man, stayed with another man, created a bastard son and daughter. Left this man and was married for the first time, had one legitimate son. Divorced. Lived with another man, had another daughter. At present, she was married to the Jewish man. The demons of the bastard in the girl and the demons of exposure in the Jewish man caused him to expose himself to her, and they almost entered into the act of creating another bastard. The only strong child in the family was the legitimate son. He was the only one who was able to maintain any regularity in his Christian life. The oldest daughter of this illegitimate daughter seduced the boy more or less and got him to marry her when she told him she was pregnant. The first son, he was very promiscuous. Most likely he would create a bastard. The young girl of 13 in the house that night learned that she was a bastard, and it broke her heart. That's sad, isn't it? Here's a family, a good number of teenagers in it. They all want to live for the Lord, and they are sincere. What is keeping them from doing it? You can tell them all their life, you should do this and you should do that, and with all their heart they want to, but they can't. Demons are stronger than you, and unless you learn that you can cast them out and that you can walk free of them in your own power, you can't fight them, only in Jesus' name. I want to tell you about a friend of Jean's and mine. I'm not going to call his name. But he's a jolly old fellow. Used to be a drunk. Before he was saved, he was a town character, and he hang out a lot of bars. Bragged about how many women he'd had. Then he had a little daughter by a lady at a bar. And he was not saved, and he never went to see her. When he got saved, he got convicted, and he wanted to go see this little girl. By now, she's about 4 years old. He goes and sees her and sees that she's being raised in a house of prostitution. This breaks his heart because he's saved now. He comes back to his wife and his family and he confesses the sin that he has done. He asks for their forgiveness and asks if they'll take this little girl in. And they said yes, that they would. And they took the little girl in at about 6 years of age. And the first word she ever uttered to me, she says, "Miss Moody, I'm so-and-so's illegitimate daughter." That's the first words the little girl said to me. 4 years later, I was to sit by her in church, and she said, "Miss Moody, I know you need to pray for me. Would you pray for me, whatever it is?" And we stood there, and we broke the curse of the bastard. And she said, "Miss Moody, I feel like I can lift my head for the first time in my life." In this family, we knew this family, it's a little close to us. The oldest boy had an illegitimate daughter. Second son is a chief criminal, and the end is not in sight. This family does not believe in deliverance. And even though some of the children have come to us and asked for deliverance, their father does not allow it. All right, now I'm going to tell you about me. You know, it's nice to talk about other people, and I like to do that. But now I'm going to tell you about me. I'm a third generation in the line of a bastard. Now, my grandfather, my mother's daddy, his mother married her husband in the church, and everything went fine. She proceeded to have three children. My grandfather was the youngest. And at the father's death, the mother sent in to the railroad for his retirement when she heard he had died. A letter came back to her and said, "You are the fifth lady to write for retirement, and we only give retirement to the first family. There isn't anything that we can do for you." So my grandfather grew up bitter. He hated his sisters because they were older than him and they ruled over him. And I'm sure they were not quite fair with him because he was a good man and he had a good sense of humor and he was loving outside of these sisters. Now, my grandfather married my grandmother, proceeded to have 10 children, no bastards in the bunch. But there were other problems, such as prostitution, unfaithfulness to husbands and wives, divorces, and drunkenness. All right, it comes down to my family. My mom and dad get married. They are never very solid as far as a good, stable home life. They never separated, but it wasn't an unusual thing for me to wake up from a sound sleep with a big fight going on in the house. As a young person, I had pressures on me to enter into a promiscuous life. Some of you young people think it not uncommon today. Our life, when Gene and I were coming up about your age, it was a new fad. Today, you know, it's just the old hat. But I had pressures on me and never could understand them because I was a Christian and I didn't want to do those things. And I don't know how I escaped it, but I didn't get into much of anything. And I praise God for that. I think it's because I became a Christian when I was young. There are some things that happened to me that didn't have anything to do, I wouldn't think, with the sensual part of life. And these are characteristics that you might find in yourself if you're a young person, even if you're older. But before in my life, I couldn't stand up here and let you look at me. Even though I didn't know what it was that I was ashamed of, there was something I was ashamed of. And I didn't want you to look at me. I always liked to be in the back of the room. I never wanted to stand up and say anything. I was always afraid you could see it, but I didn't know what it was. I was afraid you could see. All right? Another thing that you might find, and it might be in your life, is you have a tremendous fear of your peers not approving of you. I found myself doing things, and when I was doing them, I would say, "Why am I doing this? I don't want to do this." And I couldn't figure out why did I submit myself to do things with people that I didn't want to do. And it was only after I grew out of my teen years, looking back, I realized it was because I wanted my peers to approve of me more than is that normal thing in a person's life. Or I didn't respect myself. I was always looking up to everybody else. And I was always trying to make myself feel good. And you know, the Bible says you shouldn't compare yourself with other people because you're erry when you do that. And I was doing that. You know, I'd compare myself to other people and I'd put other people down so I'd feel better. And even when I was an adult, I did that. And after I was delivered the first time, I was in the process of doing that. I was talking to somebody about somebody else and saying some unkind things. I know y'all don't do that, do you? Everybody's out there looking so holy. Nobody does that, do you? Well, I did, and as soon as those people left my house, a thought occurred to me. Why did you do that? And I almost felt as if maybe the Lord was talking to me. And I said, well, I was feeling so inferior. And then the question was asked me, who were you comparing yourself to? And I said, them. And he said, you're using the wrong yardstick. He said, you're supposed to compare yourself to Jesus Christ. And if you compare yourself to Jesus Christ, you are automatically a failure. So why don't you just accept that you're inferior and enjoy it and enjoy Christ? And at that day, I quit comparing myself to other people. I did have to have the demon called out. But I had always compared myself to other people, and I was not as good as they were. Do you have fears about tomorrow, what you're going to be? Are you a little afraid to grow up? You know, really, we're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be going on our life with enthusiasm. Becoming an adult is supposed to be a happy part of our life. If you have unreasonable fears about it, if you're unusually nervous, then you need to ask the Lord, show me, why is this true? Do you have trouble obeying your parents? Our daughter told us something that God told her. When she was 13, the Lord told her, said, if you cannot obey your father and your mother, you will never obey me. And she told us that again a few weeks ago at 23. All right, let's see. Do you have trouble with what is God's moral code? If you do, you need to look and see, why am I so disrespectful of correct behavior? Because that's one of the things that falls on a family line, if the curse of the bastard is strong in it. Now, when we look back, we say, well, you know, it's my mom and daddy. Well, it might not have been your mother and daddy. You know how far back it goes? 400 years. A biblical generation is 40 years. 10 generations is 400 years. Suppose you're a young teenager today and you're sitting right over here and you're not too conscientious about your Christian life and the pressures of our sensual society come upon you and you create a bastard. Rosemond Worley used to say, I hope you enjoy it because you've cursed your children, your grandchildren, your grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-grand-grand for 10 generations. It goes a long time. Suppose that, like my family, you skip several generations and you don't have any bastards in your family. And right at the very last generation that the trouble is there, on the ninth generation, somebody has a bastard. And what have you done? It's set in motion again for another 10 years. 10 generations. 400 years. It's a long time, isn't it? It's a long time. You know, as a parent, I grieve over my failures to my daughter. And you know, our daughter's been a real good little daughter. She's made very few mistakes. But some things have happened to her that have caused her tremendous problems and stress. And I just marvel sometimes at the work that the Lord is doing with her. And I watch Him heal her. And I can hardly believe sometimes when I became familiar with my inheritance that she could come through her life without getting involved in drugs or sex or the things that are traditional for today. I know that God does help us, but there are things we have to do for ourselves. We have to break the curse. We have to cast out the demon, and we have to determine to discipline our life afterwards. The extension of time goes on. If you let your mind wander, you can start thinking about my family if you want to, with my grandfather, a bastard, my great-grandfather, starting the line. And there has been so much sorrow in our family. I have an uncle who made booze and wound up in prison. His wife was a prostitute. There are just so many things that happen in our family to hurt people. Right now, my family is suffering under the curse of the bastard. My brothers have a lot of animosity between them. Some of them will hardly speak to the other. And this is also true in my mother's family. All right, there are some things required of you if you want to come out of this curse. If you're the one who's been involved in creating the bastard, you will have to do a lot of repenting. I mean, to me, I've repented sometimes. I said, Lord, I'm sorry for that. But you know, I've found my repentance is not good enough until I see it the way God sees it. And I say, Lord, I want to see what I've done the way you see it, so that I can have the deep repentance I need to keep me from going back into this again. And for those of us who have received the curse of the bastard through the family line, we need to forgive those that have given it to us, because it creates a lot of stress in your life. Sometimes you're tense, you're insecure, you're ashamed of yourself, you don't know why. All right, some of that's because of the curse of the bastard. After you have truly repented and truly forgiven, you're still not finished. You have to change the way you think. If you've always thought of yourself, well, let's take one thing in me. I couldn't stand up and let anybody, in fact, I couldn't stand here and talk. I couldn't let you look at me. Besides that, I couldn't think of anything to say when my feet were on the floor. All right? I have to learn to think a different way. I have to say, I'm not perfect. I probably will never be. But I'm in better shape than I used to be. And it's okay what you see in me. My life needs to be open so you can really look at me. You might be able to help me with what you see. You need to think different. You need to discipline your mind. You have to discipline your body. You know, a lot of times the things that we get into simply because of the fact that we're maturing. Young people get into things because they're maturing and spend the rest of their life grieving over them. We have to discipline our mind and our body. And Jean and I found a very strange thing. The more disciplined you are, and the more obedient to God you are, the more freedom you have. Now that sounds completely paradoxical to me, but that's the way it worked out in our life. When you're young and you think, oh, I just hate all these restraints that are on me. I want to do my thing. Isn't that what we say today? Do it my way. And you think if you can just break out of all these Christian restraints that you'll be free. Well, you are free. You're free to mess up your life. I'll give you just a little brief survey. This man who was a friend of my father's who had been in the service, and he baked. He was a baker for all the generals. And he come from a little country town. His parents were very straight-laced. And when he got over there in Europe, and he was the baker, and they lifted him up, well, then he began to have a lot of girlfriends. And he got syphilis and different things, and they cure him. He came back to this country, and he met, I guess to me, one of the sweetest humans that ever lived. A wonderful little woman. And he married her. And he had a little daughter, and my dad said that she was beautiful. A most beautiful little child. And you know, this baker thought he'd gotten by with it. And he was priding himself in all the things that he had done. And you know, he got up one morning and his little girl couldn't see him. He came in the room to pick her up and she couldn't see him. And when she opened her eyes and couldn't see, she became terrified. He took her to the doctor and they found out she had syphilis and she died within a year and a half. A couple of years later, he has another daughter. The man did not ever repent that I know of. And he told my daddy, he said, well, we beat it this time. She passed 3 years old. She passed 5 years old. At 7, she began to go blind. She was my age. I worked for her daddy for 2 years, the last 2 years of his daughter's life. I could hear her up there. She could no longer see, and she could no longer move, and all she could do was make animal sounds. And 1 week, she began the process of dying. And I'd never heard that before. It made a tremendous impression on me. And she died. This man cried. The whole 2 years I worked for him, he cried. All day, every day. And he told me there was no peace for him. And he said there was no relief. Now he did. He threw off all the restraints of his Christian background. He was free. He could do whatever he pleased. But do you know that the day came when he had to pay for that? And it was a horrible price he paid. So what I want you to do, and I guess you do too at this time, is to begin to ask the Lord, Lord, show me the things in my life that go back to this particular curse. I want to break it. You know, if you have a child, a young child under 4, and this child is terribly aggressive toward you, and he will not do what you suggest he does, and he's always in an agitated state. I've seen that in a lot of cases. It's gone back to the curse of the bastard. The child was conceived before wedlock. Jean and I have a lot of friends with this problem, and their children are what they call hyperactive. They are, some of them are to the point where they call them autistic. So, you know, I love to think of all the wonderful things that God is going to do. But one of the greatest joys of my life is to see the little spots he cleans.
You know, he's interested in the trees, not just the overall forest. And he will clean you. But you have to bring yourself to him, to submit yourself to him. If you've ever entered into drugs or anything like that, the kind of life that would bring you into creating a bastard of your own, you need to repent of that too at this time. Because drugs and drink and different things like that control you, you know, bring your mind so that it can no longer be in control of you. All right, Gene.
Hey, Brother Glenn or Sister Irma, you want to add to the teaching before I get into deliverance? I don't see Irma. Oh, y'all want to? Okay. Okay, praise God. Now comes a critical thing for you to get right with God. If you won't get right with God, I can't cast your demons out. And I dare say every one of you in here is either entered into this through your ancestors or through yourself. I doubt there's any one of us that's 100% innocent. So the first thing I want you to do is just bow our heads, and I want to have some silent prayer, and I want to give you time for the Holy Spirit to deal with you and ask God to forgive you of any sins that you may have committed, sexual sins. Praise God. Made me feel good to go through my sins, too. I hope you feel better. Okay, repeat after me. I'm going to take you through a prayer. Lord Jesus, I forgive my ancestors for creating the curse of the bastard on me and on my descendants. I ask that you forgive them, and I forgive them, and release them from all their sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for my sexual sins, and for creating any bastards in my life. Lord, I ask that you would cause my descendants to forgive me for creating a bastard and for any sexual sins that I have committed against them. Lord, I ask you, wash me free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord Jesus, I break any curses, the curse of the bastard, all sexual curses. I break any soul ties brought about by sex of the wrong kind. Stir up the demons within my subconscious mind so that they can be cast down. Restore my soul in this area that we are dealing with. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, let me pray. Satan, we come against you. We come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present. Oh, this city, state, nation, and world, in hell and out of hell. The Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of believers in the unity of our spirits. We command that you line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. Satan, we remind you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus, that we're over you and all the fallen angels and all the demons and all the forces of evil. Now, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to loose legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down and do a mighty work here today. Lord, we call for all our spiritual warfare. Lord, we just ask that you would do what you want done here today, Father. Lord, we are at your service, Father, and we're careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that's said and done. And all these things we ask in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Master and our Savior. Amen. Okay, I come against those demons of rejection. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and drive you out of people. That rejection that comes in, through sex, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, come on, up now to the people. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, all self-rejection and fear of rejection. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will come out of them. Self-rejection and fear of rejection. Come out. Inability to give and receive love. Prenatal rejection. Go. Touch me not, spirits. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All rejection by the mother. Rejection by the father. Rejection by the husband. Rejection by the wife. Rejection by brothers and sisters. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Rejection by pastors. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I want all rejection. Come on, up and out of the people right now. I want the roots of rejection to come out. The roots of rejection, the ruler of rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Go. I want every bit of this rejection to go. All rejection tied in with sexual impurity and sexual sins. And rejection because you're a bastard. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loose them and set them free. Come out, all works, all roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, all demons named and unnamed in this common demon family, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out of them in Jesus' name. Come out, I want all that rejection. Rejection, I hate you in the name of Jesus. I hate all rejection. I hate all demons. I hate Satan and all of his forms of evil. I hate everything that God hates. Now come out in Jesus' name. That's right. We have no pity for you demons. We command you to go out and walk around in dry places and not come back again. We remind you that you're going to be cast in a lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. And you have very little time left. The end of the age is close. Now come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. I stir you up. I command you to look down in the lake of fire and brimstone and see your punishment. That's right. Look in there and see your punishment. And if you don't leave quickly, we're going to ask the Lord Jesus to increase your punishment and send you into a lower level of hell. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I want all rejection to go. I break your power and drive you out. We are not rejected. We are loved by God. We love each other. The husbands love the wives and the wives love the husband. Now come out in Jesus' name. Go. Now loose the spirits of love upon this people. And Holy Spirit, show yourself that you love these people, Father. I loose the spirits of love against the spirits of the demons, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power. I loose the spirits of love, the love of God upon these people, and I go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All rejection. Your power is broken. We drive you out. You have no choice. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I stir you up and I drive you out. Lord, I just ask you to send your angels in there with a sharp two-edged sword, capable of dividing spirit and soul asunder, and cut those demons out. Cut their roots out in the name of Jesus Christ. Cut every tie that they have in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you, build a fire under those demons, 10 times hotter than hell. Stir them up. Stir them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them feel the fires of hell. Lord, I ask that we apply the blood of Jesus Christ on these people, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you demons to look upon the blood. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you reveal yourself to these demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And demons, I command you to look into the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stir you demons up. I have no pity for you. We have no pity for you. You will come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. The whole family of rejection. Your power is broken. We drive you out in Jesus' name. All rejection will go in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. Now come out. I want the whole family of bitterness to go. All bitterness must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All bitterness. All resentment, hatred, and unforgiveness go. We have forgiven everyone that has hurt us. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We have no unforgiveness. The Bible says, love your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. That's right. We will love our enemies. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out of the people. All unforgiveness. Your power is broken. I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of hatred. That's right. All hatred. We will love our enemies. Go, all hatred in the name of Jesus Christ. All resentment. We have no right to have any resentment. Now come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All resentment, hatred, and unforgiveness. I stir up and drive out the whole family of bitterness. Come out, all roots of bitterness, ruler of bitterness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be bitter. That's right. We will not be bitter in the name of Jesus Christ. We will love our enemies. Now come on out. All bitterness, go in Jesus' name. Bitterness against Christian brothers and sisters, against mother and father, against husband and wife, against children, children against parents. Come out. Come out. All this bitterness in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness against anyone who's committed sin against us, committed sexual impurities against us, bitterness against incest and rape and fornication and adultery. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loose my people and set them free. Now come out. That's right. We loose the powers of God, all the warring powers of God against you in the name of Jesus Christ. We call for no mercy against these demons. Now come out in Jesus' name. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will come out. Come out, all violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Go, violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Violence, temper, anger, retaliation. You will go in Jesus' name. Go. That's right. Come out, all temper. We have no right to have any temper. Go. Come out, every spirit of anger in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all anger in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, and abortion. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Murder, suicide, death, and abortion. Come out, all death and fear of death. Come out, death and fear of death in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and drive you out, all death and fear of death. You will loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I want the whole family of bitterness to go in Jesus' name. Go, the whole family of bitterness. I want every work, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler demon and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in this common demon grouping. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All bitterness. I want a complete cleansing in the area of bitterness. You will come out in Jesus' name. You will go. You will go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of the people. Right now, all bitterness against being a bastard, bitterness against being an illegitimate child, bitterness against incest and rape. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Bitterness over divorce and separation. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I loose my power, loose the power of God upon you, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We agree together. You will go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of rebellion, rooster rebellion, ruler rebellion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. I break the curse of witchcraft on this people. And I command the spirits of rebellion to go. Come on out, the rebellion, rooster rebellion, ruler rebellion, go in Jesus' name. Go, all rebellion. Rebellion against proper authority is rebellion against God. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, all rebellion. Come out, every spirit of self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, and anti-submissiveness. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all self-will and selfishness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-will and selfishness. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. I command all idolatry and self-idolatry to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break every curse on this people. I bind you and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of disobedience. Disobedience is as a sacrifice is better than obedience. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken. I stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of anti-submissiveness, unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband, unwillingness of the husband to submit to God. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. Coming out. I want the whole family rebellion to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The whole family rebellion. Every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in this common demon group, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Every spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, come out of this people in Jesus' name. I demand a complete cleansing. I loose the blood of Jesus Christ on these demons. I loose the power of God upon them. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on, just keep on coming out of people in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Your power is broken. We drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Just keep on coming out. Now we deal with the sexual sins of the people. Now come out. The demons that came in through the sexual sins of the people. I command you to come out. I bring all your works down and bring all of your associated demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of fornication. Go, spirits of fornication. Come out, all idolatrous sex orgies. Go, all orgy spirits, sex orgies. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Sex between multiple husbands and wives. Go, wife swapping, husband swapping. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, idolatrous sex orgies, husband swapping, wife swapping. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come out, every spirit of adultery. Go, every spirit of adultery. Having sex outside of marriage. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, sex outside of marriage. Come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit of masculine women. Come out, the masculine spirit in women and the feminine spirit in men. Go, every spirit of masculinity and effeminacy in men. Come out, all spirit of masculine women and effeminate men. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all those demons that cause women to grow hair where they shouldn't be grown. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All those demons that cause men to walk around like they're women. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Right now, loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of abusers of themselves with mankind. Come out. Every spirit of arsenicoites or sodomites. Oral and anal copulation. Go. Oral sex, anal sex, arsenicoites, sodomites. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out. All sensual demons. Demons that cause us to be sensual. Right, when we shouldn't be. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all carnal, voluptuous senses and appetites. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all sensuality demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Sensual dress, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, I drive out every spirit of evil concupiscence. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of evil concupiscence in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of inordinate affections, excessive affections, excessive sexual affections. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of being oversexed or undersexed. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of lasciviousness and lewd emotions. Go, lewd emotions and lasciviousness. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of filthy communication, obscene, blasphemy, profanity, joking, sexual jokes, sexual profanity. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Four-letter words. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All filthy communication. Come out, every spirit of masturbation of men and masturbation of women. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all masturbation. I bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all masturbation. Come out, every spirit of homosexuality and catamite. Come out, the catamite spirits, the homosexuality spirits, the lesbian spirits. Come out, lesbianism, homosexuality, catamite. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of pornography in Jesus' name. All pornography and filthy literature. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of exposure and sexual exposure, women exposing themselves to men and men exposing themselves to women. Go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, uncleanliness, unclean demons. Go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of perversion and sexual perversion, come out in Jesus' name. Go, all lust and passions and fantasy lust. Go, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all lust and passions, sexual passions. Come out, fantasies of all types, sexual fantasies of all types. Fantasies that come in through television. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Fantasies that come in through television. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. That's right, in the name of Jesus. All fantasies that come in through television. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Every spirit of obscene music, obscene poetry, literature, and art. Come out. All spirits of obscenity. Obscenity that comes in through music, poetry, literature, art, television. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of occult sex. Go. Spirits of sex with demons, go right now. Sex with demons, incubus and succubus, come out in Jesus' name. Go, occult sex in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and drive you out. Come out, every spirit of immorality. Go, spirits of immorality. Immorality with your before marriage and after marriage. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of incest. I break all the curses. All curses of incest, which are horrible. Go, spirits of incest in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of harlotry, rape, and frigidity. Go. Go, all frigidity that comes in through women that can't have a normal sex life because of sexual sins of their fathers. We break the curse on the women because their fathers sexually molested them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of sexual molestation by the father, by the brother, by the grandfather. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out, every spirit of bad dreams, nightmares, hallucinations. Go in Jesus' name. Go, nightmares, hallucinations, bad dreams. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of heterosexuality and bisexuality. That's why normal and abnormal in the same person. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against every sexual disease and I command it to go and all of its works in Jesus' name. Come out, all sexual diseases. I command you to come out whether you're dormant or otherwise, whether you're active or whether you're dormant. You will come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of venereal diseases, go. Spirits of venereal diseases of all types, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of gonorrhea, soft canceroid, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of granuloma, ingolania, go right now. All these spirits of sexual diseases, Come out, spirochetal infections. Come out, all spirochetal infections, dormant and active. Go in Jesus' name. I command you to come out of the sexual organs. I command you to come out of the mouths of the people. Go right now. Come out of the reproductive organs in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of syphilis and all the different strains of syphilis. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all congenital syphilis and gonorrheal syphilis. Come out, every spirit of gonorrheal arthritis. I command every spirit of arthritis that came in through sexual diseases to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all arthritis that came in through sexual diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of venereal lymphogranuloma, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every spirit of AIDS, and incurable diseases. I said, go in the name of Jesus Christ. AIDS and incurable diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of meningitis and endocarditis, go. They came in through sexual diseases. Go, every spirit of sterility, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All sterility, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Sterility, inability to have a child in a man or woman, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all insanity. Staggering gait, go. Insanity and staggering gait, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of heart disease, blindness, and ulcerative lesions, go in Jesus' name. Go, all heart disease, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease of all types. Come out, all blindness through syphilis, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Ulcerative lesions, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of yaws and bajel and penta, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of Wheels diseases and herpes 1 and 2, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All diseases that the men got while they were in service, all diseases that came in through going to a house of prostitution, come out, any spirits of prostitutes, come out, any spirits of prostitutes, men, male prostitutes, female prostitutes, go in Jesus' name. Go right now, come out. Every demon in the area of sexual sins and sexual diseases, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Just keep on going in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Come on. Just keep on going. Come out, all sexual impurity demons, sexual impurity, sexual sins. Go, every spirit of lust, fantasy of lust, masturbation, homosexuality, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of harlotry, rape, exposure, and frigidity. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Coming out, all sexual impurity demons, I bind your power in the name of Jesus Christ, and we drive you out. You have no choice. We don't want any part of you. You will go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, every demon in these families. Go, all of your works, go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit that came in through Valentine's Day. That's right, which is sexual sin. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming out, every spirit, come out, every spirit of rejection, idol worship, witchcraft, Pan, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of bitterness, Hermes, adultery, and bastards, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of rebellion, Kama, Brahma, Dharma, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, every spirit that came in through the worship of Valentine's Day, I command you to go. We break all curses of Valentine's Day upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break them in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of Cupid, Lupercus, goats, dogs, sadism, Romulus, Remus, murder, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of the people right now. I break your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of mockery, human sacrifice. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Ruth? Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of mockery, human sacrifice, erotic love, perverted love, lust, fantasy lust. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, up and out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. Come out, every spirit of subliminal suggestion and subjection to subliminal suggestion. These are spirits that come in predominantly through television. Come out, all these demons that go in through television. Subliminal advertising, subliminal suggestion. That's right. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all these spirits that come into us, we don't even know what we're seeing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, every spirit of perverted love, lust, fantasy lust, longing, Tibba, third eye, Reiki, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Come out, every spirit of voluptuousness, fantasy sex, Pierce five senses, Cain's religion, unholy music, unholy sex, go in Jesus' name, go. Every demon spirit that comes in through Valentine's Day and holidays, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of nakedness, pining away, despondency, cheating, cheating on the husband or wife, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of rainbow, desire, sexual seduction, seduction of your children, go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of Kamadeva, Krishna, Rukmini, Prayuma, five errors, Olympic, Dionysus, panic, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All panic spirits, Tammuz and Semiramis, go in Jesus' name. Go, all Ahab and Jezebel spirits, about the way we have sex, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of depression, sexual depression, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Pierced heart, Antichrist, patron saints, and sorcery, ghosts, go, all sorcery, sorcery through medicine, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out every spirit that keeps us from having a normal sex life between husband and wife. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that stand between the husband and wife having an enjoyable, normal sex life. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of be strong bow. Let yourself go. Drive, zeus, fear, imp. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all evil dreams, evil sexual dreams. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come in, every spirit of Ahab, druids, harsh, despair, lying, dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction between husband and wife. The husband should be satisfied with the wife, and the wife should be satisfied with the husband. I drive out every spirit that keeps the wife from giving sex to the husband, and the husband from giving sex to the wife. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these cheating spirits, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of killing, Callisto, dejected, nymphs. Come out, sexual nymph spirits, go. Bestiality, sex with beasts, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. All spirits of abortion and murder and suicide, brokenheartedness, zodiac signs, seduction and seductive drugs, go. All demons that came in through drugs, seductive drugs. All demons that come in through alcohol, giving someone alcohol so you can have sex with them, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of drunkenness. Spirits of drunkenness and sexual drugs, drugs used for sex, aphrodisiacs, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out of these people in Jesus' name. I drive out every spirit that we have dealt with here, every spirit that's mentioned in the Bible, every spirit that's been taught upon, every spirit in these common demon families, all your works, all your associated spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of the people. I demand a complete cleansing. Father, I just loose the angels upon these people, Father, and the demons that we've dealt with, don't give them any peace until they go in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every demon we've dealt with here in this session to keep on coming out, no matter how long it takes. You will have no peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just ask you, send your angels to read scripture to those demons. Keep them under constant pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for what you have done here today. I just keep on coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I just pray for this people in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask you, heal them of any word that sexual diseases or sexual sins has torn their body. Father, I just ask you, heal husband and wife so that they can have a good sex life, because we know it affects every area of their marriage. We know that so few people do have a good sex life. Heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, heal them from any diseases that they may have. I thank you for forgiving them. And now, Lord, I just ask you to heal them of any sexual diseases that they may have picked up over the years. And Father, we forgive the ancestors. We ask you to heal the people of any sexual disease that has been transmitted down through the generations. We break the line of the sexual diseases that are passed down from generation to generation. We break the curse of the bastard. We break all other sexual curses in the name of Jesus Christ. We lose health and healing upon this people. Lord, we just ask you to heal them the top of their head to the soles of their feet of any sexual disease of any type, Father, known or unknown. We ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for healing this people, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, just keep on coming out. Just go in the name of Jesus Christ until every demon is gone. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out. Lord, let the angels pressure those demons. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the angels pressure the demons. Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you pressure of the demons, Father. We loose the whole Word of God against you, demons. We believe the whole Bible. We believe it literally. We take it in childlike faith. We loose it against you, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Now come on up and out of the people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, just keep on coming out. Out. Out in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. You have no choice. We don't want you, and God doesn't want you. God wants us to be deliverance. Jesus Christ is triumphant. Jesus Christ has more power than Satan. You're defeated, Satan. We have the greater power through Jesus Christ. You have no choice, demons. In the name of Jesus, just keep on going. That's right. We don't give you any peace. No peace. The demons cannot have any peace. They can't have any rest. We stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. All sexual sins, all sexual diseases, all sexual impurities must go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You have no right. We've forgiven everyone who's hurt us. That's right. Just keep on coming out. That's right. In the name of Jesus, you will come out of these people. Go in Jesus' name. Lord, we call for reinforcements from the third heaven to help those who are having trouble, Father. Reinforcements from the third heaven. Lord, we call down their personal angels in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call out down the third, reinforcements from the third heaven in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, you will go in Jesus' name. You will go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I just ask you to stick a sharp-edged sword into those demons. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will keep on coming out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Demons, I command you to bow your knee to Jesus and do what he's telling you to do. In the name of Jesus, that's right, in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus, go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, that name above all names. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here today. Thank you, Lord, for setting these people free. Thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing here today. We thank you, Lord, that you have the greatest power. We thank you, Lord, that Satan has to submit to Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, we have power over all the power of the enemy. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Nathan. Get my Bible. Right over there. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Just keep on coming out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.